She looked at him in a calculating way and raised her hand to caress his chin with a manicured forefinger. Oneriadu, some believe that a cleft chin identifies someone the Force has pushed away. Just my luck, he said in mock seriousness. Just your luck indeed, she said, sliding a flimsy card across the table toward him. I have hostess duties to attend to, Ambassador, but I'm free after midnight. Palpatine and Doriana watched her walk away from the table, teetering slightly on high heels.
Nicely played, Doriana said. I'm taking notes.
Palpatine slid the flimsy card toward him. A gift.
When you earned it? Doriana shook his head. I'm not that desperate. Yet, anyway.
The two of them laughed. Doriana's engaging smile and innocent good looks belied a sinister personality that had brought him to Palpatine's notice several years earlier. A Naboo, he had a troubled past and, perhaps as a consequence, talents that made him useful. So Palpatine had befriended him and clandestinely drawn him into his web, in accordance with Plagueis' instructions that he always keep an eye out for allies and would-be co-conspirators. That Doriana wasn't strong in the Force made no difference. In 11 years of Sith apprenticeship and of traveling far and wide in the galaxy, Palpatine had yet to encounter a single being whose strength in the Force had gone unrecognized or unexploited. At the neighboring table, Vidar Kim and the rest were enjoying themselves, their privacy ensured by the table's transparent sound-muting umbrella. Envy gnawed at Palpatine while he watched Kim. The position he enjoyed in the Galactic Senate, the posting on Coruscant, easy access to the galaxy's elite. But he knew that he needed to bide his time, that Plagueis would move him to the galactic capital only when there was some good reason to do so. As often as Plagueis maintained that the rule of two had ended with their partnership, the Mune remained the powerful one, and Palpatine the covetous one. Bane's dictum notwithstanding, denial was still a key factor in Sith training, a key factor in being broken, as Plagueis put it, of being shaped by the dark side of the Force, cruelly at times and painfully. But Palpatine was grateful, for the Force had slowly groomed him into a being of dark power and granted him a secret identity as well. The life he had been leading, as the noble head of House Palpatine, legislator, and most recently, ambassador at large, was nothing more than the trappings of an alter ego. His wealth, a subterfuge. His handsome face, a mask. In the realm of the Force, his thoughts ordered reality, and his dreams prepared the galaxy for monumental change. He was a manifestation of dark purpose, helping to advance the Sith grand plan, and gradually gaining power over himself, so that he might one day, in the words of his master, be able to gain control over another, then a group of others, then an order, a world, a species, the Republic itself.